The Valley Voice has been for sale for the past 5 years, and if the owners don't find a buyer by the end of this year, they plan to close the newspaper. A shutdown of the new Denver-based news outlet would mean the end of one of the few independent newspapers in the province. The Valley Voice is a rarity, says Jan McMurray, who co-owns the paper with Dan Nicholson. It's an independent mom-and-pop newspaper that is a viable business, not a hobby or volunteer-run kind of publication. McMurray is the editor and main newswriter, while Nicholson does production and graphic design. They have a funded reporter and some part-time and casual writers. The operation is so grassroots that the two owners take part in newspaper delivery. They are not selling the paper because of any problems with revenue or community uptake, McMurray says. They just need to retire. We're just really slowing down, right? Neither of us are quite 65, but we're getting there. She said the job itself is not changing, but it is becoming more demanding as they get older. Every second week, production week for the biweekly paper, they work about 60 hours each, and a bit less on the off weeks. We've given it our best shot, says Nicholson. The paper prints 7,600 paper copies and posts PDFs of those pages on its website. The coverage area includes the Slocan Valley, the Arrow Lakes and North Kootenay Lake. The couple is asking $150,000 for the shares in the company, including various office assets, and the building is for sale for another $150,000. The business and the building can be sold together or separately. They bought the paper in 2003 from Bonnie Greensword and Katrine Campbell, who started it in 1992. McMurray and Nicholson take pride in the intense community engagement the paper achieves. This paper is just such a connection tool, says McMurray. The best part of it is we're so well connected. And there's so many great stories in these communities. We love writing about it. Our paper is well read and well appreciated. One of the hallmarks of the paper is the densely populated letters to the editor section, crammed with strongly held and often lengthy opinions from many sides of the community. We just are very open-minded, says McMurray. We really believe strongly in freedom of speech, and so we just draw the line at libel. Everything else goes in. The Valley Voice is doing well financially these days because of the recent demise of two competitors, the Pennywisen of the Arrow Lakes News. The paper has always been able to run a profit just on ad sales, says McMurray. But they also receive some federal government funding that is available for small papers, including support for one reporter, currently Rachel Lasoski, from the federal government's Local Journalism Initiative program. One of the strengths of the Valley Voice is the hyper-local nature of its stories. But sometimes those stories have spread to the outside world and into international media. In 2013, a tanker truck overturned into Lemon Creek in the Slocan Valley, contaminating land and water in the vicinity and leading to a class action lawsuit that was not settled until 2024. Another big story was the Johnson's Landing landslide of 2012, in which 4 people died and several homes were buried. The Valley Voice office was located at the geographical heart of another major story, when 4 out-of-control wildfires simultaneously threatened the Slocan Valley and displaced hundreds of people in the summer of 2024. McMurray points out that the Valley Voice tells the community the good news as well as the bad. There are just so many good things happening, and it's just so great to let people know all the great things that are happening. Social media just doesn't quite cut it, you know. And not everybody is on social media. McMurray thinks print papers are going to make a comeback, and she wants the Valley Voice to be around when that happens. When local people who love their community own and operate the paper has real depth and character, and a flavor that seems to be missing in most papers run by big companies. She offers this pitch to potential buyers: the business is really well set up. It's doing well financially, and so it just would be a great thing for somebody to come along and step in.